Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 5th of August 1961. Karmic energy. The root of the dangers of aging, sickness and death are the 12 inversions. These arise by not knowing the true nature of the kanda. Where are the inversions coming from? These come from perceiving, knowing and viewing wrongly of the kanda. These arise to a worldling who doesn't has any knowledge about them. Asatava Padajana. A disciple of a noble one has knowledge about them and doesn't has it, Satava Ariya Savaka. Therefore approaching the virtuous and wise people is very important. You must have a good living if you want a good death, and then you have to fix with the Aryan eyes in order to have a good living. Perception is the sharpest one among the inversions, vipalasas, perception, sanna, knowing, citta, and view, ditthi. It's followed by citta and ditthi after. Someone without clothes is taken as a crazy person, but you don't know yourself as a crazy person with clothes. The differences between him are a naked lunatic and a well-clothed lunatic only. Nibbana does not accept the crazy people. There are 62 types of wrong view during the Buddha's time. All wrong views are cleared away if free from sasata and arcada views. After death consciousness and arises birth consciousness. Does the kamma not ceases and becomes birth consciousness? If the kamma is not ceasing and not dies and doing the job, then become the view of eternalism, sasata. The Buddha had two ways of teaching, direct and indirect ways. He does it so he receives it. This is indirect way, e.g., kamma follows like a shadow. It seems the kamma is not vanishing and going directly and doing the function. You all have this view. Most Buddhists have this view on kamma. With this view in your mind and practice can't realize Nibbana. It hinders by the view of eternalism. The Buddha taught by examples and the listeners took it directly. During the kamma functioning, kamma is volition, satana, or mind and like a foreman, whereas the body is like a worker. The mind gives order and the body acts. After function together and mind, body cease, i.e., vanishing. Then why the Buddha taught kamma pakkhaya jati? Action conditions birth. Here the cause is continuing. Even though the mind, body cease and the kamic energy left behind, modern science knows this. This kamic energy functions it. If you take the kamma, volition, as impermanence and can't follow to somewhere and you are free from the view of eternalism. In the whole country, majority of people takes kamma as eternal. The Buddha said that only cause and effect connection and not the connection of entity, or identity. The view of changing life to life, reincarnation, the soul or life, jiva, goes out, i.e., a being dies, are views of eternalism. Most Buddhists have these views. The mistaken ideas and views arise by not knowing the sutta teachings and no teacher explains properly. And also later Buddhists develop it by thought games. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 10th of August 1961. Weapon of mass destruction. Inversion of wrong view, identity view, self view and wrong view, ditthi vipalasa, sakkhaya ditthi, atta ditthi, and miccha ditthi, are the same. These are different in names only. All are taking the five khandhas as self. In the Anguttara Nikaya, the Buddha mentioned that, if wrong view fell away and doubt also fell away. It is not sure about the destination, rebirth, of a deceased person that we invite monks and make offerings for him. The most frightful thing is falling into the plains of misery after death. The five khandhas are sakkhaya which really exist. Wrong view is taking sakkhaya as I, he, she, etc. which do not really exist. So the duty of the Buddha and me is to explain to you clearly that the five khandhas are, not me, or, not him, but only arising and vanishing phenomena. And then you know clearly, discern it and identity view is falling away. You will free from the plains of misery after death. It has no need to make merits for the dead. You have to contemplate a lot and will know it's not me, not him. It is only passing away of phenomena. It becomes right view with the five path factors if you see that way. The family members and relatives should not doubt about it. Because the deceased person had this kind of experience before. Also, you should not doubt yourself, the listeners have their experience. So try hard in the practice to make wrong views fall away. You can hear these things only in the Buddha's teachings. To have the chances to encounter a good teacher, can have the ears of listening Sakka Dharma, most people only interest in vulgarity, and to have human existences are difficult indeed. It is more difficult than a needle falls from the Brahma world has to hit a needle in the human world. This point the Buddha warned us not to waste our precious births and times with vulgarity. You have to practice quickly to know impermanence. In the whole world everybody wants the gold and silver mines to be mine. Therefore we can see many problems and wars. It happens by the encouragement of the identity view. You win it or lose it all have to go to the plains of misery. It is not difficult to justify human beings' next rebirths if we understand the nature of the mind and cause and effect. Nowadays many human beings on earth live like animals, hungry ghosts and hell beings. These are nothing to do with our concern. What we are concerned is Sakkaya Ditthi has to be fallen away. It is easy for Sakkaya Ditthi to fall off. That is for someone can find a teacher who can teach and able to listen it. People arriving to the plains of misery are sent by the latent identity view. The reason behind is being sent off by the latent identity view of unjust and unwholesome actions and searching for wealth. All are coming from for me and others, family members. These are entering from this view and you must know this very clearly. Therefore the Buddha taught it was the root of hell. Beings can do any kind of unwholesome things, such as the five heavy kammas with this view in the heart. Nowadays human beings are becoming more and more violent and cruel. There were a lot of news of killing parents and beating them seriously. The Buddha taught us for practice to possess right view. In the Mirror of Dharma Discourse, Ven. Ananda asked the Buddha very often about the destinations of people who had died. Among the five khandhas, contemplate one of them. And will discern impermanence, its disenchantment, and its ending will never fall into the plains of misery. This is the Dharma mirror. Then you can make a definite decision that I'll never fall again into the miserable plains. Don't ask people for your destination. Without the practice and will not arrive there, i.e. Nibbana. And then you can't get the Dharma mirror. You don't need to try hard for good living standard and using a lot of money for your funeral. Instead it is more important to close the doors of hell. Sayadaw mentioned some of the terrible sufferings in hell. The mirrors in your homes are using for your physical purposes, i.e., for kalesa. Sayadaw continued about practice, teaching knowledge benefits the contemplation, practice. In the same way contemplation benefits the realization. You'll dispel wrong view by the teaching knowledge if you know Sakkaya and the five khandhas together. And it becomes right view. In this way identity view can't arise temporarily. It comes back again, without mindfulness, if you don't know. This way of dispelling ditthi is not safe. The second way is contemplating the every arising of one of the five khandhas and discerning their impermanence. Everything you have to see impermanence with the contemplative mind. In the Salayatana Samyutta, a monk asked the Buddha how to cut off Sakkaya Ditthi. Knowing feeling as impermanence, discerning its impermanence, whatever arising, and Sakkaya Ditthi falls away. This is falling away by contemplation. It comes back again and is still not safe enough if you don't contemplate. It can become safe only by destroying the root. Contemplate impermanence. Arising is dukkha and the vanishing is dukkha are becoming clear. The teacher said about it before and you knew it as dukkha sakka. This was anubodha nana, secondary knowledge. Knowing thoroughly by contemplation is pativeda nana, penetrative knowledge. as soon as knowing thoroughly as dukkha sakkha and impermanent dukkha ceases. This way of cutting off identity view is never come back again. It becomes totally safe. In the heart, the seed of hell never exists anymore. It's like a saintly cat even seeing a rat, never chasing it again. The uncountable kammas which will send you to the plains of misery are gone with wrong view forever. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of August 1961. Vipassana is nana or kamma. Do not mix up these two right views. These are right views on kamma and insight, kammasakata samadhi and vipassana samadhi. Right view on kamma can't dispel wrong view, and insight right view can dispel it. The right view of believing in the results of kamma and the right view of seeing the true nature of kanda are not the same. We know the differences only by comparing their ability to dispel wrong view or not. Right view of the path knowledge, magga samadhi, can root out wrong view in a moment. The majority of Buddhists die only with one knowledge. You only know one and two types of kamma. Your intelligence can't reach toward the other three and four types of kamma. Sayadaw continued to explain the four types of kamma. This talk was based on the Majjhima Nikaya, the Dog Ascetic Discourse, MN.57 Kakaravataka Suttam. The Buddha explained four types of kamma to a dog ascetic and cow ascetic, who were practicing the ways of dog and cow. The four types of kamma were 1. Wholesome kamma, 2. Unwholesome kamma, 3. Mixed kamma, i.e., wholesome and unwholesome mixed together, 4. Neither wholesome nor unwholesome kamma. Is nibbana the result of vipassana, path factors, or the way to arrive there? You have to take it as the path to arrive there. Other phenomena, dharma, are arising by causes and the result of causes. Path factors are the way to nibbana and not the causes of it. It connects with the other three types of kamma that take it as kamma. In reality, it is led by knowledge, nana. There are no dharma for the causes of nibbana. And if it exists, then after causes are vanishing and it must also vanish. The kammas to hell finished and the hell vanished. Hells appear by the causes of unwholesome kammas. These are causes and effects. So, we can take nibbana as a place to arrive there by the way, i.e., path factors. Here Sayadaw explained nibbana as causeless dharma. A place to arrive by the way was just explaining with concept and should not take it as literally. By reading book you can't get these things. Talking with kamma together and we take it as kamma. Among the four types of kamma, 1, 2 and 3 are the causes for something to arise. The 4 is the cause of the way to arrive there. It is not becoming but to send you there. Here Sayadaw was using the two Burmese words, fit, for the arising and york, for the arriving. The arising is for conditioned phenomena and the arriving is for unconditioned nibbana. Something can be arisen only by causes. Nibbana is something already existing and no need for the causes to make it arise, so unconditioned. There were some talks on nibbana by him and mentioned that it was covering up by two dharmas, i.e., kalesa and dukkha. First have to uncover kalesa and dukkha appears. And then continue to uncover dukkha and nibbana appears. So, we need to walk the Noble Eightfold Path and will arrive there. This is my understanding of it. It's really not easy to explain it. Next important thing to note is 1, 2 and 3 kammas can be changed or destroyed by the coming in other kammas because of their impermanent nature. Other kammas can't come in to stop or destroy the 4 kamma. Samatha Niyata Dharma, it's stable and without changing phenomenon. If someone was sure for the realization, and even before the attainment of nibbana nothing could destroy it. For example, fire couldn't burn or kill novice Sankhaka, Thagga. I. 533. He was sure for the arahantship that Dharma protected him from danger. How much powerful the Dharma is quite evident. Queen Malika had done the great white kamma, but near her death the black kamma came in and she fell into hell. A sotapanna is stable in the five precepts. Path factors are leading to nibbana and cutting off 1, 2 and 3 kammas. So the always reliable thing is Magunga Dharma. It's the permanent thing for us. It's terminating kammas and leading to nibbana without change. Remember this point with care. It's the thing we should not be without it. We should try hard for this Dharma as the truly reliable thing. Even jhana and nibbana are very different in nature. Jhana can be perishable, whereas nibbana, as after seeing once, at path knowledge, is never perishable. You can always enter into the fruition state. We should also perform white kammas for the ending of dukkha, for supporting nibbana and not for enjoyment of the result. But don't let it stop at ordinary merits. Let's make some observations whether path factors cutting off kamma are true or not. Sayadaw mentioned a few of them. The Bodhisattva's good kammas were immeasurable. After enlightenment and became a Buddha, all his good kammas were ended and for no more future birth. The great bandit Angulimala had many black kammas by killing a lot of people. There is no more future birth after he became an arahant. Alavaka the fearful spirit had mixed kamma. There are no more than 7 future births after he became a sotapanna. We still have time. Let us fulfill the path factors. Let us cut off our kammas. We have to start from insight knowledge, i.e., Uday Abhayanana, knowledge of rise and fall. But you may also ask me, what about the lower knowledge of mind and matter now? I am talking to people who already know these things, therefore no need for you to start from them. You have already differentiated mind, body. Also already understand the connection of cause and effect. Sayadaw continued the instruction of Sittanupassana. Here, not including non-delusion mind. This is the contemplative path factors, Magunga. It's not the object of insight, and also wisdom, Panna. Contemplate impermanence at the arising place. Follow with the non-delusion mind. Seeing impermanence does know the not-existing of the object. You must know the not-existing of the objects. In that way you are free from becoming a blind crazy worldling. Because you know the not-existing as not-existing and know what is existing as existing, the same meaning as Yathabhuta Nana, knowledge of the way as it really is. This is knowing impermanence. Before you are wasting your time as a blind crazy person. It is not only for this life, but also for many lifetimes before. Between your death and other death, which one is more disenchanted for you? Surely it is your death, because it can't separate with you. Therefore you become disenchanted with it. Then you know the truth of dukkha. After thoroughly penetrate the truth of dukkha and the contemplative mind changes from the existing of dukkha to non-existing of dukkha. Nana is changing. Your duty is have to contemplate from impermanence to disenchantment and from disenchantment to until not wanting of them. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 18th and the 19th of August 1961. Appreciation of Nibbana. A lot of people are talking and wanting Nibbana. In reality, not many appreciate it. They like it by hearing from others. Not appreciation of Nibbana becomes view of annihilation, Akeda Ditthi. The reason is talking as nothing exists. After death, nothing is happening, and so people do not like it. Some know that it is happiness. But they do not know what happiness is like. Therefore, their appreciation is speculation and without reason and not reach toward the point. Saying with nothing happening, then there is no connection of cause and effect. I am solving the problem for you. People do not know about it is ignorance. After death nothing happen is akeda. You will not want it if you do not know about it. You do not want to do it if nothing happening. You will see nibbana after uncovering wrong view and ignorance. Ditthi niradho nibbanam vijja udapati. Cessation of wrong view is nibbana, knowledge arises. The 5 khanda are like fuels and the 10 defilements are like fire. These are together with the worldlings. Our processes are becoming clear. Dukkha and samadhiya are going together. We are taking the fuels and fire together as the good results for our human life. Some mentioned American millionaires and wanted to be like them. Here Sayadaw mentioned American millionaire Rockefeller of his time. It is burning with cold fire to get fortunes and become happy with it. Sayadaw compared the two fire elements, cold and hot, to the two opposite hells, i.e., cold hell, Lokantarika, and hot hell, Lohakumbhi. Both of them have the tormented results. Getting the life of a devata is the corpse of a devata, Asubha. So do not think it as good. Their forms are like smokes and easy to burn down. So devata dies and instantly disappears. With a good demonstration about them and people become no desire for it. The Buddha and Ven. Sariputta talked with examples and similes. The kanda is always burning with fire. So Nibbana is kanda fuels finished and kalesa fire extinguished. Therefore Nibbana is pure happiness. All 31 realms of existence are fuels and fire going together. Nibbana exits, it is true that fuels and fire are extinct there. You appreciate Nibbana because you know the kanda as dukkha. If not, you'll not like Nibbana. People take kalesa as sukha. Take the fire as happiness. It's like the insects taking the fire as gold and approaching it. People are truly like the crazy worldlings. Some burning with the sorrow of fire and become without any clothes, e.g., see the story of Terry Patakara, D.H.A. E. 260 FF. The heart is too hot and has to drink water. Some commit suicide. You can't live without any heat. So you have it. For example, you take out a worm from the toilet with a stick and clean it with water. It wants to go back into the toilet. You all are also the same. Without them and it's boring for you. It is the fire of dosa, displeasure. By knowing the extinction of fuels and fire, ignorance ceases. Akeda falls away by knowing Nibbana exists. You have to practice after with the intellectual knowing. Wrong view is the most fearful dharma. Before you perform and practice dana and sila, first have to clear away your mind of the three wrong views, i.e., Sakaya, Sasata and Akeda views. As a Buddhist you have wrong view, but thinking yourself as you don't have it. And this is very bad indeed. You go and ask practitioners, what is Nibbana? If they answer we don't know. Then ignorance is influencing on them. Even people have general knowledge about it and answer you that after the mind, body cease and nothing exists. This is answering with Akeda view. It doesn't matter if you don't know normally about it. But knowing with Akeda view is terrible. Most of you came from hells. Don't forget what the Buddha said that our permanent homes were the four planes of misery. When you were suffering in hells, made the resolution of after freeing from the hells and came to human world must do the works of ending dukkha. And after arriving here, you are deceiving by the surroundings and doing a lot of harm to yourselves. Nibbana has the characteristic of peacefulness. The kanda's fuels and kalesa fire are extinct from it. In talking about Nibbana, we can only appreciate it by thoroughly understanding the truth of dukkha. It is not appreciation of dukkha that without any appreciation of Nibbana. Sayadaw continued to explain the vipassana process. At the time of discerning, Anaka Yogi knows that fuels and fires are going together. It's going on until the knowledge of disenchantment. After the ending of Anaka Dukkha Sakha and experiences the peaceful place. Nibbana really exists that yogis are knowing the existence of peacefulness. This is the extinction of kandas fuels and kalesa fire. That kandas continued arising is the continuous arising of vipaka vata kandas. Kandas are the result of kamma for the round of existence. Fuels, kandas, and fire, kalesa, are burning and disappearing, etc. These are anicca kandas continuously arising and vanishing phenomena. By knowing these dharmas the doors to the planes of misery are closed for next life. This is discerning anicca only. Dharma talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 30th of August 1961. How to use desire and conceit. At one time, Ananda was staying at Kosambi. A certain bhikkhuni fell in love for him and sent a man to inform him that she was sick. So he visited her. As soon as she saw him from a distance, lay down on a bed and covered her head with a blanket. Then, Ananda came near to her and knew her real intention. And then he gave the following instruction to her. He said to her, "This body supported by foods and should use it for nibbana. This body created by craving and should use it to destroy mana, conceit." Sayadaw said it needs to comment on this instruction. This body is conditioning by four factors, i.e., kama, mind, citta, temperature, utu, and foods, ahara. It's born by kama, so like a mother. It is developed by foods, so like a nurse. We want to eat foods, so we eat. In this case, we should observe our desire or the taste during consuming. In this way, we use foods for the realization of nibbana. It can be also used foods with wrong view. As some ascetics eat little or abstaining from foods for some periods. The right way for consuming foods is contemplating desire or the taste during eating. Closing square bracket. Not every of desire and conceit are unwholesome. There are also wholesome desire and conceit. Use these wholesome tana and mana to develop the practice. For an example, some yogis discern anicca, some reach toward the state of disenchantment, nibbida, and some realize the end of dukkha, i.e., nibbana. If they can achieve these things, I also want to succeed. This is wholesome desire. With these kinds of desire, try hard in the practice and can destroy tana. These kinds of tana destroy tana. Mana also can be used in the same way. Why should I not, since some yogi can do it? In this way, push you yourself for practice. All these wholesome kinds of tana and mana can cut off D.A. process and should develop it. By ending this talk, Sayadaw said that there were three ways can develop one's practice. By samvega, sense of urgency, tana and mana, three of them cannot do the practice at the same time. Samvega is the best of them. There were many stories of realizing nibbana with samvega during the time of the Buddha and up to this present day. For example, the Bodhisatta himself and Venyasa. This talk was based on a discourse in the Kataka Anguttara Nikaya. Closing square bracket. Human and celestial worlds are good because we are looking at these things with the eye of tana. And then create kamas with the arrangements of tana and receive the khandhas with the dangers of aging, sickness and death. Now, can you separate yourselves from the khandhas with dukkha sakka? Ignorance right pointing arrow craving right pointing arrow kama right pointing arrow khandhas with the danger of aging, sickness and death. You have to know that khandhas are under the influence of kama and kama is under the influence of tana. Sayadaw continued the story of Ananda and a bhikkhuni. This body is sustained by foods, so use it to reach toward nibbana. This body comes into being through craving, so kill craving to reach toward nibbana. This body comes into being through conceit, so use it to abandon conceit. It's not clear instantly. So I'll explain it. This body exists by kama, citta, utu and ahara. Kama had already finished a job. Now we are alive by ahara. Kama likes a mother and ahara is a nurse. We want to eat foods and so we eat. We have to contemplate the impermanence of tana with the eating. We can reach toward nibbana with eating. Contemplate the vanishing of the knowing mind of eating with the eating. Contemplate tana if tana comes in between them. Eating little and abstaining from foods, these are the practice of people with wrong view. It is the practice of torturing oneself. They can't contemplate the good or bad mind states so that they fall into the planes of misery. If you can't contemplate on feeling, then contemplate the impermanence of the delighting mind, i.e., tana. What have to contemplate? The foods or the mind state arises from it. contemplate our reaction to foods. There are also good tana and mana in vipassana contemplation. Contemplate the cause of tana, and tana dies. You may ask, is tana not unwholesome mind? The answer of the commentary was it was not giving the result of birth. This kind of tana cut off becoming. In practice we need these kinds of tana and mana. Most of your tana and mana are arising at the wrong place. We can also use samvega, sense of urgency, in our practice. Therefore there are three ways of realization. You never realize the Dharma if you don't use any one of them. You can't use all of these. They can't arise together, only one of them is always in strength, bala. If samvega arises, tana and mana do not arise. The other two are also in this way. Among three of them, if you use one of it and practice hard, you will realize the Dharma in this life. Note on samvega, Ajahn Thanissaro wrote on this Pali word in his essay, affirming the truths of the heart. Samvega was what the young prince Siddhartha felt on his first exposure to aging, illness, and death. It's a hard word to translate because it covers such a complex range, at least three clusters of feelings at once. The oppressive sense of shock, dismay, and alienation that come with realizing the futility and meaninglessness of life as it's normally lived, a chastening sense of our own complacency and foolishness in having let ourselves live so blindly, and an anxious sense of urgency in trying to find a way out of the meaningless cycle. The Pali word samvega became a Burmese word like anicca, dukkha and anatta, but usually used as samvega nayan. Nayan is for the Pali word of nana. So it is a kind of knowledge which is very important for Buddhists to develop. This needs study or listening of Dharma and frequent contemplation. For some people whose sense of samvega is so strong that they want to abandon any worldly matters and even give up their lives for the path to the end of dukkha. People will live a meaningful life for themselves and others if they have the sense of samvega. So the Buddhist attitude toward life cultivates samvega, a clear acceptance of the meaninglessness of the cycle of birth, aging, and death, and develops it into pasada, a confident path to the deathless. Closing square bracket. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 2nd of September 1961. The beginning and the ending. You all knew the verses recited by Sakka after the Buddha passed away, he was king of the Tavatimsa heaven. It expressed the beginning and the ending of the practice. Anicca Vata Sankara, Upadavaya Domino, Upajidva Nirujanti, Tesam Vupasamo Sukho. These verses are expressing the knowledge of insight and the path knowledge. You will reach toward the goal if you practice according to these verses. Anicca Vata Sankara, telling the truth whatever arises in the kanda has to pass away. Sayadaw sometime quoted the Pali words in the suttas or commentary for his teachings. But he never translated him as a scholar. Instead he explained it only and not exact translations. It is important for you to watch and observe whatever arises with knowledge. Where the arising Dharma will end. After arises has to pass away. Vipassana practice is watching and observing with knowledge. Just observe feeling, Vedana, if you observe feeling, just mind if mind. Just observe the arising and vanishing. When he was still alive taught only that. We are talking about the Parinibbana of the Buddha. In reality only formations, Sankara, ceased. Nobody falls from the sky. Everything arises by conditions. The first parts were describing Vipassana and the latter part Nibbana. In the beginning, see Sankara and Anicca, i.e., arising and passing away. For example, with your fingernail scratch your arm. Feeling will arise. With the conditions of arm and fingernail, feeling of sankara arises. The main cause is fingernail. Whatever arising of itch, pain etc. A sankara dharma. These are an assemblage of sankara dharma. Man and woman are only in speech. Nothing exists in the kanda except an assemblage of sankara. I am speaking clearly for you that originally there is no existence of a person, a living being, a man and a woman. Man and woman are concepts, sanna. The existences of paramatta dharma, ultimate phenomena, are sankhara, formations. This is referring to our khandhas. You do not see the mind and matter, only seeing their arising and passing away. This was not parinibbana of the Buddha. Instead, sankhara dharma were ending at anicca. The desire for becoming a human or a celestial being is wanting to die. Therefore, I am warning you, do not want to become anything. No desire for becoming and has no perishing. Do you understand that? Do not desire for sankhata, conditioned, i.e., khanda. But try to get the asankhata, unconditioned, i.e., nibbana. Someone only shows you the beginning and not the ending. And you get it by making merits and prayers. It means you want for sickness and death. It's like the example of a razor blade with honey on it. It is sweet but will cut your tongue. You do not see it. Another example is that no separation and sorrow will arise if you live a bachelor life. For the desire of wanting for dukkha or sankhara, people have families. At last, with the separation from son, daughter and wife, and you'll encounter suffering. Becoming a samsaric traveler is the result of craving for sankhara. The oppression of sankhara is clear to you now. You must listen with the ear of knowledge. You are shedding tears by the oppression of sankhara. The reason behind is the appreciation for the new arising. It becomes closer to shed tears and far from nibbana. Sankhara becomes bigger and the oppression heavier. For example, you lost $100 or $100,000, which dukkha is bigger? You have many children and more dukkha. I'll show you the practice. Follow with knowledge whatever sankhara shows up. Contemplate the impermanence. Upada and vaya, only rising and falling exist. There is neither person nor being in it. Identity view is falling away. Upajitva nirujanti, after arises and ceases. The Buddha was continuing to talk impermanence. Anicca equals upada vaya equals upajitva nirujanti, these three Pali words referred to impermanence. He was continuing to talk three times, because it was important. Tesam vupasamo sukho, these two of ending or cessation, i.e., rise and fall, is the supreme happiness. Following to the end of impermanence was coming from this verse. The Buddha here taught only two knowledges, first seeing impermanence, their disenchantment and ending. It is at inside knowledge if you still only discern impermanence. After the impermanence ends we'll see the permanent nibbana. Sankhata ends and asankhata arises. And you see asankhata nibbana. Without seeing impermanence and will never see nibbana, therefore it is nothing to do with about the prayers.